Hi everyone, this is Sam McCleary, Deputy Editor of EG, and welcome to this, the latest in a series of interviews I've been bringing you with the leaders of some of the key agents around the UK, talking about how they are now utilising data in a very, very different way. Now, today's two interviews are with a regional player and a, I guess you could call them continental player. So we have Andy Martin of BNP Paribas Real Estate. Obviously, formerly of Stratton Parker, that was merged with BNP. Oh gosh, must be coming up to a year ago now. We've been talking about it for a very long time, that's for sure. And then we also have Liz Craik from Bidwells, which you will all know is a sort of Cambridge, Oxford specialist. And both of them were in the EG studio separately, just talking about, of course, Radius Data Exchange and how they have signed up to that and what it really means for them. And I think particularly interesting with Liz is the role that data can play for a regional specialist who might want to look a little bit further afield, and also the benefit that they can bring to some of the bigger guys out there as well. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let you listen in to what they have to say, and then I will see you on the other side. Here in the EG podcast studio with me is Lig. That's not your name.
No.
Liz Craig, who
I'm the nervous one.
Who is the managing partner of the commercial division. I can't speak, can I? Commercial division at Bidwells. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good to be here.
Excellent. So we are here today to talk about that D word that everyone's talking about at the moment, data, and also just really the role that that plays in consultancy.
Yep.
And so just keen to hear from you, really, the I guess the evolution of how data has been used in real estate over the last few years and how it's looking different now.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing to me is that data covers a huge area of things, and at Bidwells at the moment we're halfway through a new process of developing our business processes and looking at systems. So in that respect, we've been looking at data. So that's data that might be financial data, it might be client management data, document management systems. But the one thing that we've not actually got involved with and that we've slightly put aside is that of property data. So I have to say Radius Data Exchange is absolutely perfect in terms of timing for us. It's come out at just the right time that we can actually use that as the platform to start this off for us. And going forward, we're hoping it may evolve and help us actually sort out our internal solution.
Well, that is good to hear.
Yeah.
And we love to be perfectly timed. So tell us about how you got involved with Radius Data Exchange and what it does mean for Bidwells and how you will be using it.
Well, we were involved at the relatively early stages. We were one of the regional practices that got involved with the big Windsor group, but in the background, offered our support, understood what the idea was, and we were very much in favour of it. I think the danger of the property consultancy business is that we all think that the data is ours, it's exclusive to us, and if we give that information away, then we're giving away the crown jewels. And actually, the reality is, data is more and more accessible. You know, it may take longer for people to find that information, but it is out there in the market. So why not actually make sure that we contribute to giving the data? So we make sure that we do it on time, that it's accurate, that we've actually given a comprehensive type of data, and therefore reap the reward of it, because people will find it. And for us, I think the danger with regional players, that if you don't give out all of that information, you have people entering to your market who actually don't understand the market, and they therefore give the wrong advice to their clients. They will do deals which will then undermine the things that you are doing. So at the end of the day, what we should be doing is sharing that information and actually having the confidence in our fee earners to know that, do you know what, it's not just data. Our clients don't just come to us for data. They come because actually we understand the market. We can actually have added value to the services that we're providing them, the investment advice, development advice, the deals we're doing. And therefore, let's do that. Let's use that additional time to actually go out there and do those deals and add value for the client.
It's funny, isn't it? Because this industry always talks about how it's a people industry, and yet there was this feeling of, you know, the data is mine. I can't possibly share that because it's the data that is the value. And of course, that is as you've just said, isn't the value. The value is the people and what they know and being there on the ground. And I think particularly the regions are having such a boom at the moment, aren't they? There's a lot of interest in the regions and making sure that we do have comprehensive, correct data out there. It must be vital for attracting
investment, absolutely. Yeah, no, getting the right people in there, investing, getting the occupiers there. And as I say, if we don't give the information away, we do so at our peril. Mm. But I do think it is changing. I mean, we are a large regional practice, so we have got, I mean, the risk is advertising here, but we have got Oxford, Cambridge, Norwich, Milton Keynes and a London office. So our view is that, you know, we are key in those areas. The majority of the transactions that are going on in those areas we know about, but we may as well share that information. And where we as a larger regional practice then benefit from Radius is the fact that we also do have national mandates. So we look after national portfolios, which means that actually we do get that reciprocal information if we're going and looking after a property in Birmingham, or we do brokerage. So our capital markets team, they do investment all around the UK. So again, we can get that reciprocal information. And what this means going forward is that we know that it's good information. You know, we're not relying on market data that's probably a little bit out of date, that the agent was a bit bored when someone rang up and they gave the researcher just, you know, a few facts which were incorrect. We know that it's good information. And yet we accept that if we are using that information, we have got to put that information in ourselves.
Yeah, there's a big onus, isn't there, on those
Absolutely.
People who are using Radius Data Exchange to deliver the goods. And I think it sort of really helps with that transparency in the industry and the trust of the industry, which, you know, let's face it, has been an issue in the past.
Interestingly enough, I mean, you know, London agents are part of our business development. So our agents are joint agents with all of the London agents. So we have a great relationship with them anyway. So why wouldn't we want to share that information? Mm. I think sometimes it's perhaps the smaller one-man band type of consultancies who perhaps only work in one very specific area that are perhaps a little bit unsure about releasing that information. But as I say, the market is changing. We have to evolve with it, and we have to work and make sure that we've got the confidence to just say, well, the data is the data. How are we going to use it?
I guess there's a discussion to be had as well around talent. And, you know, we work in an industry now and real estate is very affected by tech and technological advancements. And we, you know, we struggle to get good people into the industry, particularly at the moment. And having a system that, you know, sort of takes the mundane out of a job and allows you to be creative, I suppose. and do the fun side of the job, which is meeting people and offering advice and, you know, getting out there. That must be helpful
That's why people come into the property business. They are people who like communicating. They enjoy dealing with clients. They enjoy dealing with other agents. And actually, just because we've got this database system, I mean, let's be fair, this is not a system that has absolutely everything in it. What it does do, it provides a lead. So essentially, it will basically tell us what transactions have happened. It won't give you absolutely all of the information. There is still some private information that you have to then get on the phone and ring up and get the rent freeze or some of the rent review dates and break dates. You've got to get those from other people. And I very much believe, although having data is important, it will never overtake those relationships that you have to have with other agents to understand the market and also with your clients. So you know, going forward, you still need to have people who are good at speaking to clients, good at forming relations, and good at analysing the information that is coming out of the data, but making it into that humane form and understandable form to actually add value to a client's portfolio.
Absolutely. And you mentioned there about the analysis of that. So one of the benefits, I hope anyway, one of the benefits of Radius Data Exchange is the news and analysis that the editorial team here at EG is delivering, which, you know, is very separate to the data collection, but adds that layer of analysis and you know, you can easily in one place have the two things
absolutely. And one of the things we find, you know, we've obviously got our key market, so we will put in a headline, Cambridge or whatever, and whenever any information comes out, it comes up on our systems and we know straight away that there's an article on that. And the confidence now is that these articles, with the greatest of respect, are now being written on the back of data that we know is accurate, rather than perhaps in the past it was, as I say, from researchers who hadn't got the full set of information. So absolutely, it's great for us. I mean, we do have an internal research department as well, so we are producing our own data, but it's fabulous to be able to then compare that against some of the national statistics
it's
and data.
It's a difficult one when we've been drinking this early in the morning.
Well, but it's been nice. Can I have another gin?
We don't need to know numbers now. We can just press a button.
Exactly.
So it's fine. We can be drunk all day. Excellent. And so tell us how, just to sort of finish us off, I guess, a couple of things. One, how your people are sort of reacting to using Radius Data Exchange, whether they are finding it easy and it's doing what it says on the tin and freeing up time for them. And then also just a little view on where you'd like to see the industry go in the future in terms of how it operates.
Yep. We're still relatively early stages of the database system. So actually, we've just really finished that process of talking to the agents about it. And I've been really pleased by the reaction. You know, I wondered if the agents would be a little bit, well, it's our information, it's our crown jewels, we don't want to share it. But actually, that hasn't been the case. They've all said, yep, that's great. But they understand that it will involve us changing our culture. Because trying to get an agent to, you know, they're out there doing deals, to get them to record in detail the information correctly and on time is not easy. Mm. But actually, the way we've approached it is say, well, actually, they're not going to do it. You know, let's be honest about that. A leopard's never going to change its spots. They're happy to provide that information, but we've got administrative systems and secretaries who are going to be putting that information in. We've just got to make sure that it's all transferred over. But they've all fully embraced it. And for us, what we found is that just the reports that are coming out, the information that we've got is saving us a huge amount of time. Mm. Which is great. So it's saving time, it's resourcing, and it gives us that time to do that added value to the client.
And you, of course, of Bidwells are transforming anyway, aren't you? We were talking before we went on air about a new office that you've got. So you've got a new way of working that you're progressing anyway.
Yeah, well, this is all part of our Working Better Together programme, which everyone thinks is just IT systems, and it isn't. It's so important to know that actually when you evolve a business, when you change those business processes, it's all about the people, it's about the work processes you do, and then it's all enabled underneath by IT solutions. So we've worked very hard on that. So as I think I said earlier on, we've looked at our working environment. So actually we've become much more agile. We're trying to become paperless, not easy, but we're well on the way to do that. It's encouraging collaborative working. So we are, I mean, that we have six divisions at Bidwells, and we also have various regional locations. And what we're trying to do is actually to get people to work together in teams outside of their divisions, outside of their geographical locations, so they work together in a more collaborative way, and it adds value, it adds opportunities for us and opportunities for the clients. So that's worked in our new Bidwell House office, which is a 21,000 square foot refurbishment that we've literally moved into about 3 or 4 months ago. And I have to say, being a little bit nervous about not having my own set desk or whatever, it's actually been fantastic. And the way people have embraced it, the way they've worked together, it really has been worth the investment that we've had in that. And then the other things that we're doing, and again, I think it does come back to systems. We're all probably guilty in the property to business of having lots of different bits of data all over the place. I mean, we literally have about 35 individual systems. And the process we're going through at the moment is to actually get one central system that has all of that information in, whether it's our finance information, whether it's our job management, client management, and bringing that all together and being able to share it so that we are all better informed.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, it's a cliche, but sharing is caring, and it really does, you know,
but
collaboration
it just
makes
it
make
more
sense.
Interesting. You know, yep. You look at the younger people coming in, they, you know, I am a little bit of a dinosaur. I've got my Surface Pro, but as you can see, I still do have a notebook. Whereas my son, who's in the industry, Surface Pro, that's it. They go to a meeting, they type it all in, and that's the way it is evolving, and we have to embrace it and work with them.
Yeah, when you're walking around with a supercomputer in your pocket, you have to embrace tech and embrace the evolution that is coming.
Absolutely.
In. Excellent. Liz, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, Andy Martin, UK Chief Executive of BNP PRE, or we should say BNP Paribas Real Estate first, shouldn't we? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Sam. It's good to see you.
And before we talk about the world of data, we should talk a little bit about how you're settling in, because it's been a little while now, hasn't it?
Well, I'm still the new boy. It's 9 months, just over 9 months old. But we spent a lot of time getting the people integrated, getting governance in place, getting clients happy with what we're doing. And we're now starting to get to the next phase. I think when I saw you last time, I said that, you know, our ambitions were to grow in the UK, despite what else was happening, working with the bank. And actually, we formed a very good relationship with the bank to grow ourselves in the UK. So they've been buying other businesses, actually, despite what's going on domestically. And so they're keeping their promise. And we are looking at growing as well now. So I think this is, if you like, we're getting on to phase two, which is sort of taking care of business, having actually got all the governance and the people in place. So this is the exciting bit.
Excellent. Yeah, that's where the fun happens.
Yeah.
So we are in this room, the wonderful EG studio, to talk about, I guess, a little bit of an evolution of the consultancy world, moving from this very traditional, this is my data, get your hands off it, approach to, hang on a minute, if we all put this data together, we could actually get a much, much bigger picture of what's going on in the world. So just really wanted to talk to you about how the project that we now know as Radius Data Exchange sort of came about, and what it means for not just for a firm like BNP Paribas Real Estate, but for the agency community as a whole.
Well, I think that the first thing was really a group of us looked at data provision, and of course you can do it several ways. You can do it all yourself and put resources into that, or you can sort of basically bring it all together into one place and work on the data and actually what you're going to do with it. And there's a lot of history in this. I mean, remember IPD?
I do.
And IPD,
I'm
was
old enough to. Yeah,
well,
just.
Well, it was actually part of my growing up too. But the IPD was formed in exactly the same way. Actually, how do you get a data set which is reliable, which actually is common, which we can all actually input into, and then we can start working on the output. And I think that's the real thing with data now. It's actually what you do with the data. So getting something which is reliable from everybody is important. Now, how did it come about? It was simply that, actually, you know, just looking at resources. Should we spend more time looking at the working with data, what we do, looking at trends, which is really my theme with our research side. I really want to look at the trends that are happening. I don't want to spend lots of time actually getting the base data together, and it is just base data. So we thought about it, but the other thing that was important was actually thinking about how it would then be provided, finding somebody to work with, which is now why we're here today in EGI, but also making sure that it was something that others would want as well. So smaller groups of sort of medium and smaller agents as well, actually sort of seeing what they wanted to understand whether or not this was actually something which was common across the industry. And I'm glad to say it's launched and it seems to be successful.
Thank goodness for that. I guess though that there could be that view, couldn't there, that, oh well, you know, if the big boys are doing this, then there's no place for us. But that couldn't be further from the truth, could it?
You know, the one thing is that if you're going to have good reliable data, you need it from all sets, and it has to be national. And, you know, there are strengths in all of our businesses in different places, and there are some really, really good local businesses that are specialist in their market areas, and actually you need them there as well. When you looked at it, actually, it was quite surprising, actually, how much data was being held by local businesses, and to get them involved in this as well was massively important.
And I always think it's quite unique that firms that are competitors and are still competitors come together on things like this. But the real estate industry is quite different, isn't it? I was talking to Mr. Harrell of Colliers International. He said, you know, it's one of the only marketplaces where you have 200% sort of input of data, because there's so many, there's always a party on each side, and you know, you can have three or four different firms working together on a deal. So while it does feel unique that everyone said, okay, well, let's work on this together for the greater good, there is already that trust, I suppose, amongst the industry.
Well, we are it's a remarkable industry here, where you do get collaboration, that actually you do get buy and sell side, when a lot of other markets it's just sell side. So data becomes sort of more private, so more hung on to. I think in some respects we all saw that we were collecting our own data, but actually wouldn't it be easier if we actually spent our time looking at how we could create trend information, actually dealing with clients. Actually, what did clients want? Clients wanted to know what the data meant, not actually what the data was. So in some respects, actually, that was the obvious place for us to fix. But the other thing is, I think we've done a really good job. So Pathways to Property came out of, you know, discussion across the industry, changing the face of property, exactly the same thing. We had LGBT, we had a really good conference last year, and actually, you know, we've been looking at how we extend that and diversity as well. I think the industry knows how to come together on important projects, and Land Aid is a classic example of that. So this is just another, I think, way in which we know that we can work together for common good.
Excellent. And that is really great to see in an industry that it does know how to work together to, I guess, sort of take the industry a step forward on many different matters, from diversity to the running of business. And I guess part of that and this sort of embracing of technology is about attracting a new type of person into real estate as well. And if we're able, with something like Radius Data Exchange, to take away the sort of the mundane part of a job, and that you can use technology to press a couple of buttons and there's your report, then you get so much more time to do the exciting part of the job, that advice and that knowledge.
Well, I think that technology has changed and continues to change the way we work, actually, from the days when we used to have typewriters and correcting ribbons and things like that. And, you know, basically everybody's typing themselves now. I think that what we've got now, though, is going into a quantum leap, where AI is able to start doing and taking on some of the chores, so we can spend more time looking at the analysis. You know, you're getting to the point where people are looking at using AI to read leases and to start looking at service manuals and things. And so you can apply yourself to where the real value is in the market. And this is something, you know, as a business we are developing. We've got a big innovation department working across the whole of the European office network, but mainly based in Paris. And of course, within the bank, we've got people doing exactly the same. Things like blockchain, I mean, how is that going to impact on us? And so I think that I'd rather focus on things like that and know that we've got data in a good, reliable place and grow from that. And then actually looking at the way in which you can start mining through some of this data and actually creating real trend information, and working with small startups. Placemate.io is one that I've been working very closely with, and very proud of what they've achieved so far. But when you see what you can do with that, I'd rather spend my time looking at that than trying to actually just basically aggregate the base data.
I mean, it's so much more
exciting.
Let you
do that. Yeah.
Well, we'll let an AI do that, or we'll let the API. Yeah. So we'll let you guys do that. And you talked there about a very important R word, reliable. Mm. And you know, there is so much information out there, and we're in a time of fake news. Not AD, obviously. Everything we do is correct, but reliability of information that you're able to give to clients must be paramount. And having, I guess, teaming up hopefully with EG, who has a long history in the industry, and hopefully that's something that we can provide, and the sort of the partnership, the coming together of the agents and EG is able to deliver that.
Yeah, I think so. And I think obviously the thing that is important is the discipline. Data requires discipline. You have to be disciplined to actually, when you're inputting it, you have to be disciplined in terms of aggregating it, and obviously you've got to be disciplined in terms of using it. And that's the most important thing. And I think that within all of this is actually there's a trust that everybody's applying the same level of discipline to this to get it going. And I think that's actually where perhaps there is a uniqueness in this industry, that, you know, we do share information anyway. Whether it's for rent reviews or valuations, comparables, and so on. I mean, it is an industry that's grown up with the concept of actually sharing information. So we're just taking it to another level.
And where do you see Radius getting to it? Radius Data Exchange getting to in the future, and the role that it will have to play in the real estate industry?
Well, I mean, obviously, we'd like it to be the complete set. You know, so that effectively it is there covering all areas of market. I mean, clearly at the moment we've got young developing markets, you know, certainly in the private rented sector, student housing and so on. But I think ultimately if we can actually have a place where we can look and get the base data, the core data we want, so that, as I say, we can start playing with the trends and advising clients on those areas, and I think that's actually where the value is now for our businesses, and that's obviously where we want to be.
So one-stop shop for everything you could possibly need data-wise on the industry as a
whole.
Well,
that would be nice, wouldn't it?
There's a challenge for us anyway.
It's a great challenge, but of course obviously there will always be challenges as well, and that's good for the market as well.
We were launched in April. Mm-hmm. You guys were one of the first to join with Radius. How are you finding it practically?
Practically, yes, it's doing what we wanted it to do. I mean, obviously, it is still early days. We need to have, there's still a lot of data to put in. I have to put my hands up. I think we've got to do some of that too. But that's part of the discipline, and it's actually getting through this early stage to ensure that we are growing. And obviously you've got something that everybody else thinks, I want to be part of this. And so that's the important thing, to support it, get the information uploaded quickly, and then actually effectively allow you to grow it into the thing that we imagined it to be.
And that does really need everyone to get involved, doesn't it? From a one-man band in Kettering, we always like to use Kettering for some reason, to the global firms as well.
Yeah, I think that it's important really that I think that the businesses of any size can see that this is a place where they can go for reliable information, and so it should be it should appeal to all, and that's what we would like, yes.
And clients, I'm sure, too, are demanding that accurate information, and they want it at speed now as well, I presume.
Yeah, and I think clients will probably be looking at this as well, and actually looking as a place where they, as I say, if it's available, then obviously it's not so much about everybody having it from that point of view, because it's available, everybody's got it. It's what you then do, how you translate that. What are the trends? What are the causes and effects of what's happening at the moment in the marketplace? Actually developing those ideas are, to my mind, where the future value is. And of course we will then have a different sort of people looking at that: analysts, economists, researchers, you know, demographers and so on, will become part of, you know, the new offer that I think we will have.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it. Two of our leaders of some of the key agents in the UK. We have a few more of these coming up. So if you are looking at the way that you utilise data in a different way, if you have a view on the market about how sharing is the way forward and how the real value in what we deliver as, or what you deliver as the agents to clients, is the knowledge that you have, not the crunching that can go on, then do get in touch. Do have a look at Radius Data Exchange. Just go to www.egi.co.uk/RadiusDX. Follow us on Twitter, we're at Estates Gazette, or you can follow at Radius DX. And do keep tuned for the next episode of this Radius Data Exchange podcast.